Nolte, Astounding Visual AI Could Be the End of Hollywood. By John Nolte on February 20, 2024. OpenAI recently introduced a visual program called Sora, and what it's capable of could be the end of Hollywood as we know it. I have seen the future of movies, and that future is called Sora. As of now, Sora takes your text, your written description of what you want to see, and turns it into a minute long video. Longer videos are right around the corner, including feature length. The results are nothing short of astounding. Here's an example of the text to create the first result on this page. Prompt: A stylish woman walks down a Tokyo street filled with warm glowing neon and animated city signage. She wears a black leather jacket, a long red dress, and black boots, and carries a black purse. She wears sunglasses and red lipstick. She walks confidently and casually. The street is damp and reflective, creating a mirror effect of the colorful lights. Many pedestrians walk about. Assuming this is everything it looks like, we are facing a seismic change in how movies and television are produced, and that change is coming much sooner than anyone expected. Simply put, this technology could put stories squarely in the hands of storytellers. No more would a screenwriter or novelist require a multinational corporation to bring their story to visual life. Why? Because you no longer need $100 million to produce a movie. You no longer require crews, cameras, locations, actors, pre-production, and post-production, and you sure as hell no longer need distribution. If you can come up with a good story, no small feat, and learn how to write the text necessary to bring that story to visual life, Sora will produce your movie for you in the not-too-distant future. From there, all you need to do is create an app to distribute the movie, and it will be available to the entire planet. This is already happening with music. Thanks to technology, with a fairly cheap computer program, everyone has access to the equivalent of a home studio, complete with instruments and a mixing board. Distribution is as easy as a YouTube channel. Millions of Americans self-publish their novels every year. This Sora is the visual equivalent of all that. Granted, like all things internet, its primary use will be to produce porn, but the other potential applications are endless. In 2023, my first and last novel got published by a real publisher. And all the time, I'm asked when the movie version will come out. That's flattering, but the truth is that no one in Hollywood will ever do business with a Breitbart news guy. I'm not saying that if I worked for CNN or Politico, Netflix would scoop up borrowed time and turn it into a limited series. What I'm saying is that because I'm a Breitbart news guy, I'll never know. That's how the new blacklist works, you never know if you're good enough. But in a few years, that might not matter. Maybe I can make my own movie or limited series with Sora. Granted, it won't be as easy as feeding the novel's text into a computer program. Novels and movies are as different as watercoloring and water skiing, so I'd have to do a lot of rewriting and restructuring. Nonetheless, I would have all the tools to make that movie right here at my desk. And so would millions of other storytellers who believe they have written a great novel or screenplay. Without setting foot in the demonic hellhole of Hollywood, you can turn your project into a movie. Believe me, telling a great story is much more difficult than most people realize. It took me 5 years to come up with mine. But this AI is no joke. It's the future, which means the great democratization of art, a continuation of blogs, music, podcasts, and self-publishing, is right over the horizon. Best of all, no one will miss Hollywood. Hollywood hates us, and we hate Hollywood right back. There's no goodwill to keep these talentless propagandists and perverts around. Watching Hollywood slowly succumb to the disease of irrelevance will be more entertaining than anything Hollywood produces, that's for sure. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.